6 degrees of separation is the idea that all people are six or fewer social connections away from one another. Whether a cousin, a second cousin, a friend of a friend, or even a Facebook friend, everyone, according to this theory at least, is only six connections away. I wanted to use this theory to connect the people of Ithaca, New York, through random phone book interviews. The idea was simple. Pick up a phone book, close my eyes, point to a page, and whatever name fate chose would be my next interviewee.
Thank you for calling Haibu, publisher of Yellow Book.
However, simplicity didn't really come in practice.
I received a phone book in the mail, but I realized that it only has local businesses in it. So I was wondering if I could get a physical phone book of residential numbers.
Oh, yes, I do apologize. Residential phone numbers have been removed in the white pages section.
Okay, so they're only online now?
Yes, ma'am. Yellowbook.com.
Armed with only the yellow pages, I decided to lean into the age of technology and visit whitepages.com. But that didn't work out too well either.
The number you dialed is not
in
service.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Number you dialed is not in service.
With each new dial, I felt like a gambler at the slots. I kept telling myself that next time would be the one.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and try your call again.
Finally, I switched tactics. Back to square one. The yellow pages. I opened the book, pointed a finger, and dialed away. Jean's Barber Stylist is getting a call.
Jean's Barber Stylist.
After some quick introductions, I was able to schedule an interview with the shop's owner, Mina.
Hi, Mina. This is Sarah.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
If you could just tell me a little bit about yourself, about the business.
Okay. Well, for me, I moved to Austin, Texas when I was 18 and got an apartment and went to barber school. I didn't love it. I didn't love the idea of it, but my parents kind of ran out of money for college, so I didn't have a choice. And then when I got into it and actually started doing it, I really excelled at it, and I actually started to enjoy it.
And after a few years of cutting hair in Texas, Mina came back to Ithaca.
When I got to Ithaca, I couldn't find a job anywhere cutting hair in a barbershop. The guys, they were mostly all guys. They were all guys. Every time I stopped at a shop, it was guys cutting hair.
But eventually, Mina got a job at a small 3-chair barbershop at the Trip Hammer Marketplace. Jeans.
I stayed with him for all those years. It was like 22 years maybe. Finally, he decided to retire, so I bought the shop from him. And I wanted to make the shop different.
Mina was a natural entrepreneur and had a vision from the moment she took over.
More stylists. You know, the only way I could have gotten more people was to extend the days we were open and extend the hours. So that's what I did.
She also focused on the importance of a strong community within the shop. So much so that nearly 500 people waited for Mina to cut their hair.
When they got in my chair, my philosophy always was, you know, they're going to get 100% of my attention and they're going to get the best haircut that they've ever gotten if I have anything to do with it.
Mina's compassion extended far beyond her clients, but to her fellow stylists as well.
Our sort of belief is that we're a family. It was going great, and then one day I woke up and couldn't feel my legs or my feet or anything. So I was like, what the heck?
In the most optimistic tone possible, Mina told me that after only owning Jeans for 2 years, she was diagnosed with transverse myelitis.
I had spinal cord damage that prevents me from working there. But it didn't prevent me from owning it. So I slowly added stylists to take my place. Then we added more to extend the days and the hours. And now I have 6 of the most incredible people.
Although Mina's wife Jen and other veteran stylists are able to keep the shop running, Mina's disease has cut a lot more than hair out of her life.
I became, you know, very attached to all of my clients. These are people I knew for 20 some years. You know, I watched them get married, have kids, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I think for me, that's the hardest thing. It was like leaving your family. I mean, that's what it felt like to me for a long time.
Mina was quite literally living her dream, but now she dreams about what she lived.
Many times, my family here makes fun of me if I'm sleeping. They see my hands working. I actually dream I'm still cutting hair all the time. So,
so you really do what you love then?
I do. I loved it. I really miss cutting hair, though, and I miss the barbershop terribly, and I miss the people that I cut hair with.
Mina is so passionate about cutting hair that now, even though she can't go into the shop, she takes her work home.
I have a couple of people who just absolutely refuse to go to anyone else, so every month, make time for them.
One of these loyal customers includes world champion wrestler Kyle Dake.
Who's been with us his whole life, actually, is... He's a wrestler. I knew him from the time he was, I think, born, really.
And so, after hanging up the phone...
Thanks for calling me. It was great talking to you.
I tapped into my gambler tendencies again. I knew I'd need to give Kyle a call soon. One degree closer, and one story more. On 6 Degrees for WICB News, I'm Sarah Horbakowitz.